time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City. The Memorial Day sale is going on now at Boyd Furniture, and you can save up to $600 on select Serta iComfort mattress sets. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for a 70% chance for rain with a high of 85. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 68. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Wayne County Coroner Jimmy Taylor has confirmed that an individual died after a chase earlier this week involving both city police and Wayne County deputies. Taylor said 25-year-old Sisney resident Dane Harrison was wanted on several warrants and fled from police. He was reportedly eventually chased down and taken into custody, but he collapsed near the police vehicle. The Wayne County Ambulance Service was called to the scene, as was Taylor, and Harrison was pronounced deceased at the scene. Taylor said, per standard procedure, because both city and county police were involved with the case, Illinois State Police have taken over the investigation. Taylor said an autopsy was performed on Tuesday, and he is awaiting toxicology results. More news next.
Hear that? That's the sweet sound of Minute Maid slushies at McDonald's, turning up your summer. Every sip, slurp, and ah, brought to you by three refreshingly chill flavors like blue raspberry, fruit punch, and new sweet peach. Only at McDonald's and only for summer. At participating McDonald's for a limited time, Minute Maid is a trademark of the Coca-Cola Company.
Hi folks, this is Sandy at Gale Sales and Service. The days are getting longer and eventually the temps are going to get hotter. We have air conditioners from 5,000 to 25,000 BTU in stock. They will quickly cool the room on hot days and run quietly to avoid keeping you awake. Low power startup and operation conserves energy and saves you money. Effortless temperature sensing remote control allows you to see, set, and maintain room temperature from across the room. Don't wait until you're miserable in the heat. Come see us at Gale Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield. Check us out on Facebook.
In other news, Memorial Day services will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Monday at the Veterans section of Maple Hill Cemetery. The featured speaker for the event will be retired Army Master Sergeant Amy Doty. While serving on active duty, Master Sergeant Doty worked as a medic and as an intelligence analyst. She now works in mobile clinics evaluating veterans' disabilities for the VA. In the event of inclement weather, the service will be held in the sanctuary of the Fairfield Cumberland Presbyterian Church on West Delaware Street. A juvenile Florida teenager and a passenger were taken to Clay County Hospital for treatment of injuries after a single car accident early Sunday morning. According to police reports, at approximately 12:15, the teen was eastbound on a county highway roughly 2 miles east of Orchardville. The teen's 2007 Nissan Altima then traveled off the edge of the roadway and struck an embankment, causing it to become airborne. The vehicle traveled approximately 60 feet before landing in a ditch, striking a tree, and coming to rest. The driver and passenger were both transported to the hospital by Clay County EMS. The vehicle sustained over $1,500 damage, and a tow truck was called to the scene. 43-year-old Fairfield resident Eddie D. Brooks Jr. was arrested early this morning by Wayne County deputies on a Wayne County body attachment. Brooks was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the posting of $120 bond. According to Serendipity co-owner Anita Tips, the business's final day will be tomorrow. Tips said Serendipity would be open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The business, located at 113 Southeast 2nd Street, opened in July 2009, and it announced that it would be closing early last month. Tips and Patty Atwood said at that time that they would close when their inventory was gone. This morning, Tips said the lion's share of their merchandise is now out, though there are still a few items left for shoppers to purchase today and tomorrow. There are also several cards still available. Late last month, Not Your Ordinary Church confirmed its plans to purchase the Serendipity property. NYOC also plans to continue renting its current property next to Serendipity. The Little Wabash River at Golden Gate dropped under its 17-foot flood stage for the first time in months last Wednesday. However, it rose back above flood stage yesterday after we received nearly an inch and three-quarters of rainfall at the WFIW-WOKZ studios. As of this morning, the Little Wabash east of Fairfield stood at 20.49 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City was below its 15-foot flood stage at 11.10 feet. The Little Wabash below Clay City read 19.77 feet. Its flood stage is 18 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi was below its 27-foot flood stage this morning and sat at 20.47 feet. The Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce has several activities coming up in the coming weeks. The annual golf scramble is scheduled for tomorrow at the Fairfield Golf Course. Lunch will be held at noon in the clubhouse, and tea time is 1 o'clock. First place finishers will receive $250 in chamber bucks, and second place will have a $200 chamber buck prize. There will also be $25 chamber buck prizes for the longest putt and men's and women's longest drive and closest to the pin. The townwide rummage sale will be held on June 22nd. Anyone looking to have a sale place put on the official rummage sale map must call the chamber by June 14th. Placement on the map is $5, and people may purchase an ad on the map to list items being sold for an additional $5 fee. The rain date for the rummage sale is July 13th. The Honor Your Father promotion will also be kicking off soon, as it runs from May 28th through June 14th. People may register at participating merchants for a chance to win a small cooler filled with 24 gift certificates from area businesses, valued at $300. A meeting has been set to discuss the leadership of the Illinois Eastern Community College District. At Tuesday night's monthly meeting, the board handled two significant personnel decisions. Jerry Kinney was named the program director for Frontier Community College's Electrical Distribution Systems Program. The board also accepted the resignation of longtime CEO Terry Bruce, effective July 1st. The chair of the Board of Trustees, Mount Carmel dentist Andrew Fisher, called a special meeting for Wednesday, May 29th, in Olney at 6 p.m. The meeting will likely be the next step in the district's plan to replace Bruce, who has served as the IECC CEO since 1996. Two area men, Gary Carter of Fairfield and Jan Ridgely of Edwards County, have seats on the 7-member board. The IECC is comprised of 4 colleges: Wabash Valley in Mount Carmel, Olney Central in Olney, Lincoln Trail in Robinson, and FCC in Fairfield. The Wayne County Historical Society will present a 2-night service and sacrifice cemetery tour of Maple Hill this weekend. The event will begin at 4 o'clock tomorrow and Saturday as a special observance of the bicentennial year for Fairfield and a tribute to local veterans. Attendees should arrive at the cemetery between 4 and 6:30. Donna Savage, with the Historical Society, says people will be loaded onto a trailer for the tour.
You'll be directed to load as a group. When we get a nice size group, we'll load onto a flatbed trailer, then be driven around the cemetery to the different stops, 8 or 9 different stops, to hear a little clip of history. A noted Fairfield veteran who is buried in the cemetery.
Terry Prizer, appearing on the Community Connection, says the performances at the event will be near the trailer, so people won't have to get on and off.
The actors and the narrators will be right near the trailer with their narration and the part that they're going to speak. So it will not be far away. The gravesite, the actual gravesite itself, may be not right there along the roadside, but you'll be able to know which gravesite it is, and it will be surrounded by small flags.
The tour is expected to last approximately 1 hour and will begin and end at a staging area. Tickets are limited to 200 people each evening, and the cost is $5 for adults and $1 for students. They will be available at the Fairfield Public Library or Uniquely Rustique, and a limited number will be available at the cemetery. People should enter from the south entrance from Route 15, as all other cemetery entrances will be closed for the event. Volunteers will be on hand to help people find parking locations. Each month, Fairfield Memorial Hospital honors employees for providing extraordinary patient care and customer services within and outside the hospital. Misty Stone, who works as a nurse at the FMH Horizon Healthcare Grayville Medical Clinic, has been selected as the hospital's May Employee of the Month. Stone has been with FMH since November of 2014. Holly Barrett, Director of Physician Practice, said Stone consistently exceeds expectations and goes above and beyond to independently manage a large workload. She said Stone is a leader by nature, takes her work very seriously, and strives for excellence. FMH CEO Catherine Bunting Williams said it's people like Stone who have made the Horizon Healthcare Grayville Medical Clinic the asset that it is today. In other hospital business, FMH has announced that planting at its community garden has once again been delayed due to the rain. No makeup date has been set. The City of Mount Vernon asked yesterday in a Facebook post that any business or residential water user contact the city if they experienced extremely low water pressure after 7 a.m. Mount Vernon reportedly saw water use of over 3,500 gallons per minute, which would be a water loss of over 2.5 million gallons. The city said the leak was not coming to the surface and must have leaked into another body of water or sanitary sewer line. City workers began isolating areas of Mount Vernon at approximately 7 o'clock last night, but they were unable to locate the leak. Those using water in Mount Vernon are encouraged to conserve water and contact the city to report low water pressure. State lawmakers are working on a bill making it illegal to smoke with kids in the car. Kim Howard has the story.
The legislation makes the crime a petty offense, with a fine of up to $100. Senator Laura Murphy of Des Plaines says this may be too much government interference in people's lives.
And I hate smoking, and I will vote all day long to tax cigarettes and vapes as high as we possibly can set them to try and encourage people to not smoke. But I really think that this is an overreach.
Supporters say children need to be protected from secondhand smoke and note that this would be a secondary offense. That means police couldn't pull someone over just for this violation. They would also have to be speeding or texting or breaking another law. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Illinois hunters harvested more than 15,000 wild turkeys during the spring season, up from 13,500 last year. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources announced the totals on Tuesday. The preliminary statewide total of 15,190 turkeys includes the 1,364 birds harvested during the 2019 youth turkey season. Spring turkey hunting was open in 100 of Illinois' 102 counties this spring. Wayne County's harvest number was 303, up from 260 last year. Edwards County reported 98 turkeys, up from 83 last year. Clay County's mark this year was 231, Hamilton County's was 227, and White County's was 139. The top counties in the state were Joe Davies County with 541 and Jefferson County with 480. The full Illinois House is set to consider legislation that would give the voters the chance to create a graduated tax system in Illinois, where wealthy residents pay a larger percentage of their income. Several groups have spoken against the measure because of the ease with which legislators could later raise taxes. Speaking of the initial bill, Tyler Dyers, with the Illinois Chamber of Commerce, believes voters will want specifics and hard numbers.
Whether or not they actually tie rates to that is another question, because the rates, no doubt, are a tax increase. Just voting on the resolution, is they can say, well, you know, let the voters decide. But I think before the election, which is when this would, the earliest this would appear, I can't imagine them not putting the rates on the ballot. Because otherwise, you know, are Illinois voters really going to go into the voting booth and say, yes, I'll vote for this amendment, not knowing what the rates are going to be, essentially giving Springfield politicians, Illinois politicians, a blank check.
The legislation moved out of the House Revenue Committee on Monday. Supporters of the bill say it would reduce the tax burden on 97% of Illinois taxpayers and generate billions of dollars for education and other public services. If passed by legislators, Illinois voters will vote on the measure in the 2020 election. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Why should we eat dinner together more often? Dinner is a time to relax, recharge, laugh, tell stories, and catch up on the day's ups and downs while developing a sense of who we are as a family. That's what Cisney Key Market prides itself on, providing a home-like environment and a great meal while allowing families to spend the time together they deserve with no worries. Stop by your hometown grocery connection, Cisney Key Market, today on the square in Cisney, where dinner and family go hand in hand.
When describing traditional products like checking or savings accounts, many banks use the words personal banking. At FNB, we like to focus on the personal side of that term. How? By always applying personal attention, by always delivering with personal care, and by treating you like a person, not an account. FNB, Banking Business Life. Member FDIC.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 84. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow was at 25,359, down 417. The NASDAQ is at 7,600, down 151. July crude oil, it's at $57.80, and that is down $3.62. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 25-year-old rural Cisney resident Dane Anthony Harrison died on Monday. He worked as an oil field pipe tester for Wolf Testing. Dane Harrison is survived by his daughter, Lakota Harrison, mother, Denise Smith, father, Troy Harrison, a grandmother, two sisters, Miranda Harrison and Corey Harrison, three brothers, Derek, Darren, and Nick Harrison, three stepsisters, Emily Smith, JC Smith, and Shaylee Ashley, two stepbrothers, Chase Smith and Kyler Pride, and several aunts, uncles, and cousins. A visitation for Dane Harrison will be held from 4 to 7 p.m. on Monday at the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in Cisney. A celebration of life service will begin at 7 at the funeral home. Memorials may be made to Denise Smith to assist with funeral expenses. Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 79-year-old Fairfield resident Earl G. Smith died on Saturday at Aperion Care in Fairfield. Earl Smith was retired from Airtex Products and was a lifelong farmer. Earl Smith is to be cremated, and no formal services will be held. Inurnment of ashes will take place at a later date in Maple Hill Cemetery. Nails Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of arrangements. A graveside service for Joyce May Powell will be held at 4 o'clock p.m. on Saturday at Gunyon Cemetery in rural Cisney. Joyce Powell died on May 11th at the Flora Gardens. Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home of Cisney is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Summer is quickly approaching and ice cream is in the air. At Dairy Queen, stop in and try the new Blizzard of the Month. Brownie dough and choco chunks, cocoa fudge, and brownie dough mixed with Dairy Queen delicious ice cream. Your taste buds will thank you. May kicks off the mini blizzard flight. Want to try something new? During the month of May, try any three mini blizzards for just $6.49. You pick the flavors. Call DQ today for your Mother's Day and graduation cakes.
Get the good stuff. Come on in to Napa and Fairfield and get the spring season started off right. We have lawnmower batteries starting at $22.99, golf cart batteries starting at $99.99. And don't forget, if you buy a set of wiper blades, we will install them for free. So stop on by your Fairfield Napa and ask for David, Chad, Vince, Steve, Nolan, Chaylin, or Derek at 123 West Delaware and get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff. Napa, get the good stuff.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today, a 70% chance for rain and a high today of 85. It'll be mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 68 and then partly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 90. Outlook for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, partly sunny on Saturday, a high of 90 and low of 68. Scattered showers on Sunday, Sunday's high will be around 82 with a low of 65. And then cloudy skies on Monday, Monday's high will be around 85 with a low of 70.